Senior for this room.
Will you give me your name, please?
My maiden name.
Your maiden name and your married name.
This is Ruby. No, Ruby. Ruby. Yeah, that's what I am now.
Okay. And your address, Miss?
Street, Green Street, you know, I have a box that will inevitable get my mail. I've always had it my post office box.
Uh-huh.
You want that then?
Please.
Post office 86, post office box 86.
Okay.
So I don't have the mail living, I don't know what the number of the house is. It's all I know is called.
Okay. And what county are we in here?
Jasper.
And the town?
Monticello. Monticello.
And where were you born, Miss?
Right here, in Monticello. Remember the house that stands over yonder, a two-story house right now where I was born.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it a nice house like this?
Oh, it's a two-story house.
Uh-huh.
It looks right nice on the outside. It's a small room and a sealed house.
Uh-huh.
But it's two-story.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother and them did not own that place. They just rented and said they had more trouble there than they. The twins were on there. I'm a twin.
Oh, for goodness.
I have a twin boy, though. He's in declining health, of course, at this age, and he declares that I'm worse off than he is, and I know he's worse off than I am.
Well, Miss, will you tell me again how old you are?
I'm 80 years old. I'll be 81 in July.
Okay.
I'm in my 81st year.
And what church do you go to?
Baptist.
And what was your occupation?
Nothing. Having a good time. All my life, I had a good time. Of course, I've been housewife ever since I was married.
Yeah. Where did you go to school, Miss?
I went to school at Blue Scar.
Oh,
at school here, huh? I graduated here, and then went to Blue Scar a year.
My mother went to Lucy Cobb.
Did she? Well, there's no laws on Lucy Cobb, so, you know, your generation don't even know of it unless some of the people were connected with it somewhere or another.
Well, the university still uses those buildings.
Oh, yeah.
So we
but
know.
But there's no school, obviously.
Oh, no.
No school. And, oh.
Have you ever lived anywhere besides in Monticello, except when you were at Lucy Cobb?
Except when I was down in Florida, but didn't live down there very long. I just sometimes spent part of the winters down there with my husband.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never lived anywhere else. The only time I ever reached away from home was the year I spent at college.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In the length of time.
Let's see now. Where was your mother born?
I think she was born in Jasper County.
Okay.
Not in town, at least she was born in Jasper County.
And what about your father?
Well, my father was born what's the name of the place down there? You know, it just as well, I can't call it. Almost to the western Georgia, west part of Georgia. Talbot County. He's born in Talbot County.
Okay. Do you know how much education your mother had?
Well, they had a governess in the home and all, but I just don't remember anything about where she went to school or anything.
Okay. And what about your father?
Well, my father had a business course, and I just don't know anything about his early education.
Okay. What was your father's occupation?
Well, let me see, what can I say? He took a business course and first came to town. He worked at different places, but he was county treasurer here for 20 years, but not in recent years. I think he lost out about 1908 or 10, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Okay. And did your mother have a job?
No, just raising children.
Job in itself.
You know, in those days, nobody had jobs except school teachers and music teachers. My father thought if a daughter of his had to be shut up in an office with a man or a stenographer or something, he'd rather see him buried. Oh, he just couldn't stand the thoughts. And if he'd been living today, I don't know what he'd done about these short dresses. Why, men didn't know you had feet, you know. You didn't have feet like years ago. It was just awful. When they sit down, I had a sister that lived in Curtin. When she'd come down, she always had a newspaper. I lived with my father after my mother's death. And